know, and that we agree with that, and we come into alignment with that, and how the world needs to see that right now.
Sure.
And Brother Jimmy, at the gathering that Pastor David Danielson put together, he brought in with and used through the Kerrville Ministerial Alliance a couple of years ago. And it's just a grassroots type thing of different churches come together, different denominations for unity to come together and pray and worship and intercede for our nation. But Pastor Jimmy, take us back to that moment for a moment.
Okay.
How you prayed something that broke up the atmosphere. And my team and I were sitting there together, and we're just kind of looking at each other. I mean, it just like, and just thinking about it right now, I get chills, that the anointing and something changed when you prayed that prayer. What did you say?
Well, part of it was personal, and it was a little bit of a risk in praying it just that way, because I have experienced in being a minister and being a Christian, the idea that it was my goal to be right. It was my rightly dividing the word of truth. I mean, some of the scriptures that I was raised, I cut my teeth on. And that desire to be right, if I was right and I had this strong belief inside me and you believed something different, that meant you were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's a tough place
judging.
To live.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't mean to do it, mm-hmm. but it's just if what I believe is true and is right, and if it's different, then you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something we make up. We're born that way.
Mm-hmm.
The world's never shocked because it sees us divide.
Mm-hmm.
It's never stunned because we see us fight and argue. It is always stunned
mm-hmm.
when it sees people from different races and different religious backgrounds coming together, because something's going on there, and I think that's what Jesus is trying to say. Three times, mm-hmm. they're going to believe that you sent me.
Yeah.
Because when people see that, it causes them to pull the car over and turn the TV up and go, what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
And when he asked me to pray on that particular, at that particular event, all I can say is God laid it on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the words to pray, which is interesting. God's going to give you the words to pray for other people, but he did. And it started with me saying, God, would you forgive me for my competitive spirit that I've had as a minister, that I felt, you're going to go to Impact instead of the Church of Christ? Instead of great.
Mm-hmm.
I had to repent of that. I had mm-hmm. to repent of that idea that what I believed was right, and if yours was different, yours was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I had to repent of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just called us all and said, if there's anybody out there who also has been guilty of this, then before we can go forward as the body of Christ, we need to stop and say, God, would you please forgive us?
Mm-hmm. That was so powerful, Brother Jimmy. So powerful. And I have seen, just by looking back over that, I have seen so many things that we've been doing as a community and as a, you know, up at the cross,
mm-hmm.
The Coming Sculpture Prayer Garden, all those things that we do, that the body of Christ comes together and ministers up
right.
there. You know, just this last Easter, we had different denominations, different people, and people coming from everywhere, uniting over the cross,
absolutely.
The cross of Christ.
Yes.
Over Jesus.
What a powerful
yeah.
visual, but
yeah.
also for us as a community, for those who've, and it is, it's a little bit of a step out of a comfort zone for
yeah.
many of us, again, because of the extremes that we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But to go up to that cross and to say, this is what matters. Paul
right.
says, if I boast in anything, I boast in dying. And here's why, again, unity is so difficult, because for me to again, keep it alive. You read it again a while ago, that we might keep the unity of the
mm-hmm.
body of people. We have to work at that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen naturally.
Right.
But for me to do that means I have to die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a cute little religious phrase sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is, I hate dying.
Yeah.
It is hurtful. It's painful. It means I'm less. I'm lower. Whatever you want to call those words, how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's difficult to do. I'm not going to get my way here. I'm asking God, would you please unfold and unveil your way? And it is not the flesh,
mm-hmm.
which still, let's be honest, most of us who are spirit filled
mm-hmm.
are, it's still spirit light.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot more room he could take over.
Yeah.
But we don't admit that.
That's good.
You know, I'm in a kindergarten.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
that way in kindergarten
yeah.
when it
right.
comes to the things of the spirit.
Yeah.
But if we'll admit it together, it's amazing look what's happening here today.
Mm-hmm.
God's doing something
yeah.
here, and it's just because we're stepping out through the awkwardness, trying to find what he could do in us together.
Yeah.